Talking now with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, tremendous day for cattle industry and for farmers and ranchers across the United States. The final nail in the coffin has been hammered in on the Obama-era Waters of the U.S. rule, the WOTUS rule. It is now officially gone. You've got to feel good about that.
Oh, man, this is a day long coming and a very good day, very good day. In fact, I can't help but think of my great friend Richard Gephardt, who passed, but as past president of the OCA, and remember sitting with him in D.C. when the EPA administrator at that time was addressing the group we were in and said, "Don't worry, folks, this rule will still allow you to farm and ranch." And just, you know, the audacity for EPA to say they would allow us to farm and ranch with this rule. But this is a long day coming, Ron, and you're right. We're very excited, very happy about this. Long story short, you can't control the water without controlling the land. This was the largest private property rights grab in the history of our country, in our opinion, and now it's gone. It's a good day.
You mentioned Richard Gephardt. You literally pulled me over. I think we went up some escalator or something at one of our cattle industry meetings. He said, "You've got to talk to this guy. He's read the rule. He can tell you a lot more about it." And that was my first introduction to visiting with Richard about WOTUS.
Yeah, he had not only read it but studied it. Read it multiple times. He knew the ins, the outs, and it literally scared him to death. And those folks who knew Richard knew that there's not much that scared this guy. I mean, he was a veteran of our great country and was in Iraq, sat in some tanks, and I mean, this guy had seen a lot of things, and so not much scared him, and this really did. And again, as he explained it to me, as we understood it together, and I just go back again, and his words, the largest private property land grab in the history of our country. And, of course, private property rights are just fundamental to us as cattle producers. And so that assault was monumental. It's taken a long, long time here. Here we are now, so many years later, and it's finally gone. Now, look forward to working there. Anytime you have something gone, there's a gap, and nature abhors a vacuum. So we want to make sure that as the current administration starts working on a new WOTUS, we've already seen great promise that the document, the rule, will be very friendly to those of us who are the original environmental stewards, ranchers and farmers out on the land. And so we want to continue working in that direction and look forward to doing so.
Michael, I know that there is litigation out there, most certainly just waiting in the wings. We're not going to be totally done until we get everything litigated by the environmental activist.
That's right. And it's unfortunate that that's the way this thing goes sometimes is, you file some good legislation or you have legislation that's there. Then how do you react to that? Some of our environmental friends, if you will, let me use that term. I wouldn't say they're friendly, but will take us to court and tie up litigation after litigation, really costly, puts things into flux and uncertainty, just a bad situation. But you're right. We'll see this. It's just kind of the way things work, unfortunately, today. All the more reason we have to band together. All the more reason it's important for us to work together, to be vigilant, and stand against these types of things and educate policymakers, lawmakers, both on the state and on the federal government, to say this is what we do on a daily basis. The land is actually better today than it was yesterday, and our goal is for it to be better tomorrow than it is even today. And that's what we work on a daily basis. We'll just have to continue doing that.
Just back from D.C., what were the two or three things that you were kind of, cut top of mind as you come back in the halls of Congress, NCBA and the like?
You bet. Had an opportunity to visit with all of our congressional delegation this fall as they came back from their fall break, if you will, or their late summer break, I should say, August break. And as they start going through the processes of the appropriations process, et cetera, big top of mind is USMCA, the new NAFTA, if you will. Canada and Mexico are two of our largest trading partners, and we really need to get that ratified. It needs to be put up for a vote. If it is put up for a vote, it will pass. There's overwhelming support. It's just a matter of the Speaker, Speaker Pelosi, putting that on the floor for a vote. Once she does that, it'll pass pretty quickly. Then it'll go over to the Senate and pass very quickly. It's very important, not only from a perspective of our two of our largest trading partners, but once this is done, it sets the stage for the likes of other trading partners, such as Japan, such as China, as we continue to work on China and some of those other export markets that are just so vitally important to the cattle industry. So big top of mind there, working on some endangered species work. We've got several species within Oklahoma that are being considered by the Department of Interior and U.S. Fish and Wildlife and so forth, and we wanted to communicate to our legislators about that. And then, quite frankly, just spending time talking with them about the market, about what's going on in the market, about the trouble, the uncertainty, the volatility, and just quite frankly the strain that cattle producers are having. We're seeing a lot of, obviously it's a fall season, so a lot of weaned cattle are going to be coming to market, whether they're going straight into the feedlot, depending upon their weight, or hopefully we'll have a good wheat season so that we'll have a lot of wheat pasture. They can go on to wheat pasture at the appropriate time, and it's tough. It is really tough right now. And so we want to communicate to our legislators our costs are high. We're grateful that beef demand is high. We've got to continue to work on that. But we just also want to make sure they're aware of what the condition of the cattle producer is out there. So great meeting with all of our delegation. We've got a really solid delegation from the newest or youngest, if you will, in Congress, all the way up to our seasoned veterans that have been there for quite some time, Senator Inhofe and Representative Lucas, Congressman Lucas. We're just grateful to have them and just a great delegation to work with. It was a good trip.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.